Hello guys, from Brooklyn, New York, this is Carlos P. Beltran, and welcome to another episode of the Freelance Journalist 5-Minute Talk Show. Today we're talking about what it is like to work on assignment for a heavyweight network for the very first time. Joining us from Caracas, Venezuela is Helen Carpio. She recently graduated from Boston University in Journalism and International Relations. And for the first time, she just completed an assignment for ABC News Nightline. So Helen, tell us, what was it like working on assignment for a heavyweight media outlet like ABC News?
I think the first word that comes to mind is probably intimidating, but that's the first impression. To be honest, they've been so kind. It's been kind of surprising because obviously, you know, we hear about these huge networks and think that they're just a bunch of serious people that are just very monolithic. But in truth, they're just human beings, just like any of us that are journalists and that are passionate about the stories that they're covering. At first, obviously, it was scary. But then once you go past that and get to know the people that you're working with, it's easy to connect because you're both doing the same thing for the same reasons.
Right. And I understand you were working under tough conditions. You were covering sensitive stories in Caracas. Could you tell us a little bit about the story?
So basically, we're telling the story of the crisis. It's told through some personal stories about people that are, you know, struggling, trying to cope, trying to progress, regardless of, you know, the terrible conditions that we're living in economically, in terms of health. So there's a lot about the scarcity of food, the scarcity of medicines, and just the overall lawlessness that we're going through.
Now, I understand this was your first video production for a huge media outlet. What's your background on?
Well, my background is on print journalism. So most of the experience I've had is with print outlets, especially online blogs, platforms. Photography kind of came along in parallel. I studied photography here in a school, and I've been doing freelance photography for a while, also working for digital media. But video, I was new at, so that was intimidating. But the transition wasn't as hard, to be honest, because conceptually, when you think of video, it's just a moving image. And they're both so powerful at telling a story that I think they will always go hand in hand. And there's obviously a growing demand for video content. It was daunting, but I think that if you have the basic skills in photography, actually, it's not that hard to transition into video. You just have to have the willingness to learn and to, you know, the courage to be able to make mistakes and then get up and start all over again and do a better job next time.
You've mentioned a couple times that it was a bit intimidating. How was your communication with your producer, and how do you come about this assignment?
I think one of the first things that as a journalist you have to establish is, you know, a strong work ethic, and you have to be a responsible human being. It doesn't matter how small or how big the assignment is. So I just kind of started moving around the journalistic field, and I started to make relationships and strong bonds with journalists that I admired and that I eventually wanted to work with. And then all of a sudden, some journalist friend of mine was working here in Venezuela, and he had to leave. He called me and actually asked me if I wanted to participate in telling the story with him. So that happened, and then I was put in contact directly with the producer. And as I said before, it was intimidating, scary at first. I started speaking to her, you know, very formally, seriously, as you would to a teacher. And a week later, I was sending her emojis. Like, we progressed really easily, and we get along really well. And as I said, she's also a journalist, and she's also doing this because she's passionate about telling stories. So we connected over that. Whenever I travel to the U.S., I would love to get to meet her and maybe grab a coffee. That's how good the relationship is.
And finally, what are you working on right now, Helen?
So I was working for a tourism company, and I recently quit. And God, it was so nerve-wracking, but I'm so excited I did it. And now I'm trying to build a digital platform for investigative journalism, which we're lacking a lot here in Venezuela. And I want to rely mostly on audiovisual, so a lot of photojournalism and a lot of documentary video.
Thank you, Helen, for being with us. For more short interviews and advice, subscribe to this podcast. And if you like what we're doing, we would love it if you could take a few seconds to leave a short review for this podcast on iTunes. Our goal is to reach 100 reviews on iTunes by our 10th episode. This was the Freelance Journalist 5-Minute Talk Show. We'll see you next time.